This is it, the ultimate wellness show just for you. Wellness for Life Radio with Dr. Suzanne Bennett.
There are hundreds, if not thousands, of books out there that have the title Paleo in it. And the experts are now saying that it's not just a change in your diet, but a complete change in your lifestyle. So what exactly is the Paleolithic diet? Well, my next guest joins me today to share with us why she has made her life paleo and what the benefits are and why it could be really right for you. Welcome to the show, paleo nutrition expert, award-nominated author of Stupid Easy Paleo Recipes. Hello, hello, Stephanie. Stephanie Gaudreau.
Hey, thanks for having me here.
Yes. It's Gaudreau, right? Gaudreau, excuse me.
Yeah, that's correct.
Wonderful. You know, I really want to know your story on how you got into paleo. And I understand that you had a tough time growing up with food. A lot of us go through that, you know, when we're our body's changing and we want to be strong and healthy looking. But at the same time, often we're lost. So what was your story about that?
Growing up, I was a pretty active kid, but I was always a little bit on the heavier side, and it's just kind of how I'm built. I have a kind of a larger frame, but you know, I was always looking at things like magazines, and you know, you kind of get caught up in that, like, oh, I have to be really thin, I have to be skinny to be healthy. And so what I found myself doing was really buying into a diet mentality, you know, from kind of like the sense of restriction. So obviously diet meaning like just the way we eat is okay, but I kind of approached everything I ate from a diet mentality, like restricting, holding back, cutting calories, trying to eat less fat, because I thought that would make me, you know, thinner and then therefore healthier. So I always really battled with food, and I had some kind of health problems that I you know, it was never anything that stopped me from living my life, but I always just thought, this is just how I am. But things like really low energy, really bad moods. I had digestive problems. I had a lot of acne growing up. I had endometriosis. I still have it, but now I can manage it through diet. So there were a lot of things that were always problematic for me and really were made worse by the food choices that I made. And it wasn't until I went paleo in 2010 that I saw an improvement in all of these things that I was dealing with and really kind of, you know, lingering health problems that I had, those all went away or, you know, significantly resolved.
A lot of us go through that. I mean, so many people go for different diets just so that you can feel better. But back then, which book were you interested in, and how did you learn about paleo?
I actually learned about paleo from a friend who was racing mountain bikes with me at the time. So I used to race mountain bikes. And she said, hey, I'm going to do this thing called paleo. And it's where you don't eat this and you don't eat that and you don't eat this and you don't eat that. And I thought, that sounds really crazy, but hey, I'm going to give it a shot. So I read a book called The Paleo Diet for Athletes, which was co-written by Dr. Lauren Cordain and Joe Friel, who's very popular in the endurance community as a coach. And I read that book, and that was in 2009, actually. And I, you know, I went and had my holiday fun, and on January 10th, 2010, is when I started this way of eating. So it's really been an evolution for me in the past 5 years, and the way I ate back then isn't exactly the way I eat now. I've learned a lot about my body and different things that I can eat and how to really eat for performance, which is kind of my area of particular interest. But yeah, it was kind of from a friend, and I just decided to give it a shot, and I'm really glad that I did.
Right. It looks like, you know, you were on the right path. And when you talk about the paleo diet, I mean, you know, for me, paleo really has to do with the foods and that are just natural, comes from nature, that you can pick and forage yourself like a hunter-gatherer. You know, this is the hunter-gatherer diet, everyone. And I would like to know, what did you change in your diet? And then, of course, is it going to be easy for all of us? You know, tell us how easy it is, and what did you change out of your diet?
Yeah, so the way I approach paleo, and I suggest that people think about it, isn't oh, I have to give up this and that, and I have to not eat my favorite foods, and, you know, it's about giving things up. I think about the foods that I can enjoy, and there are so many amazing foods that are really great for us in terms of nutrient density and their anti-inflammatory properties and, you know, their ability to kind of regulate our energy and our hormones. And so the way I approach it and the way I talk to people about paleo is to tell them that it's a way of eating where you focus on meat, seafood, and eggs, vegetables and fruit, and healthy fats. And there's a plethora of amazing, delicious foods that fit within those parameters. You know, and we definitely try to keep things on the, you know, the minimally processed to unprocessed side as much as possible and eliminate or reduce significantly, you know, sugars, even natural sugars, but definitely taking out processed sugar, limiting things like alcohol intake, eliminating, for the most part, grains, especially grains that contain the protein gluten, which are is known to really have an impact on our gut health and our gut integrity. And for most people to at least try eliminating dairy for a short period of time and seeing how they do. So there are a lot of things that are avoided, but when you really take those out of your diet and you see how you react personally to them, you can then kind of go back in and tinker around the things that you're able to eat. So I tell people not to think about it as like a yes and no list for the rest of your life, but it's really a guide to get on the right track, to heal your gut, to balance your hormones, and do all these things at a biochemical level that then impact our kind of our overall health.
Right. I mean, it's so easy when you think about it, just like what you're saying, you know, eat healthy proteins, eat lots of nutrient-dense vegetables, some fruits, as well as the healthy oils that we all want. You know, I call what I do is, with my 7-day algae makeover, I've written a book, and within that book, I call the type of diets that I like is what's called modified paleo diet, where we add a little bit more carbohydrates, which are healthy carbs that are low glycemic load, low glycemic index foods, so that you can maintain your adrenals. But, you know, one of the things that we are dealing with quite a bit is there's a vegetarian, there's a big movement of being raw and vegan. How do you address people when they ask you, well, you know, I'm vegan and raw? What's your take on that?
I kind of feel like, you know, everybody is more than welcome to experiment with the diet they think is best for them. And I'm long past the point where I try to convert people to eating a certain way, but I'm definitely open to chatting with folks about stuff. I think it's really hard, especially if you're an active person, to get enough protein from plant sources alone. You have to consume a lot of food. And the other thing, I try to mix in a, you know, variety of raw and cooked vegetables in my diet, but for a lot of vegetables, especially cooking them, actually makes the nutrients more bioavailable to us. So, you know, I try to never really fixate on one particular thing, but have a lot of variety in my diet. And I think it's really hard to get enough protein, especially if you're an active person, if you're eating a vegan diet.
You know, I'm right there with you, Stephanie, because without biologically active protein, you cannot build your muscle, especially when you're athletic. You want strength, you want speed and endurance. It's very difficult to develop that muscle where you can increase your mitochondria level, and that mitochondria is where you're going to get all that energy. You know what? Thanks so much. This was awesome. You know, I wanted to ask you, what's your favorite paleo food before we go? We got only about 30 seconds left. I'd like to know, what's your favorite paleo?
Nice grass-fed ribeye steak.
Love that. Awesome. You know what? Thanks again so much, Steph. Please go to stupidpaleorecipe.com to get more information, or you can go to my Wellness for Life page on Radio MD. Until next time, this is Dr. Suzanne Bennett sharing my natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD. Stay well, everyone.